The most vulnerable coastlines are in developing countries. These are low income and middle income countries that just simply don't have the funds for the type of emergency response that we need for major coastal disasters, nor do they have the funds for implementing long-term coastal management and strategies that would lead to better protection of their coastlines and of their populations. And in both areas, they need some kind of assistance, and I think that's where the international community can help with either existing funds or some modest top-ups of available assistance. And more populations are moving into coastal areas. There's more development there, so we're more exposed, particularly in the poor countries that are trying to develop at the same time, expand, their populations are growing. But also we're seeing certain areas being repeatedly hit by large-scale typhoons, tsunamis. Good example is the Philippines, that a year ago in November 2013, Hurricane Haiyan caused massive destruction to the Philippines, and they did not have an adequate emergency response within the country. There was international assistance as best as possible, but some of those areas have still not recovered. And then in July this year, the same areas, some of them were hit again by yet another storm that came through, causing more devastation and destruction. And that repeated vulnerability and that long-term vulnerability is something we need to contend with and ameliorate as best as possible.